愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
下午我们要讲的题目是红色的人生。
For this afternoon, we will discuss the topic A Life of Redness.
每个人都有自己喜欢的颜色。
Everyone has their own favorite color.
你最喜欢什么颜色呢？
What's your favorite color?
啊，看你们常常穿什么颜色就知道了。
So what color do you often wear? Then you might figure out the answer.
看你的车子什么颜色，可能也会猜到。
Maybe you could look at the color of your car.
啊，或者家里呢，那个颜色很明显。
The themes, colors in your home.
啊，每一种个性的人会喜欢不同的颜色。
People have different personalities, so they will like different colors.
那有没有人喜欢红色的呢？
Does anyone like red the most?
啊，当你想起红色这个颜色，你会想起什么呢？
When you think of the color red, what do you think about?
据说啊，如果你的车子是红色的话，你的保险会比较贵。
They say that if your car is red, then
insurance is higher.
Your insurance may be higher.
为什么呢？
Why?
开红色车的人可能会开得比较快一点。
Because those who drive red cars might speed more.
或者是呢， 你的车子是红色，比较容易被人家偷啊。
If your car is red, then people might want to, it might be a target of a theft.
红色代表什么？
What does the color red represent?
有人说了，红色代表很刺激。
People might say that the color red represents a feeling of being rushed
excitement
and excited.
红色代表什么？
What does red represent?
啊，红色代表非常的亮眼，非常的引人注意。
Red is very eye-catching.
红色代表什么？
What does the color red represent?
红色也代表危险啊。
It also represents danger.
哇，所以亮红灯你就要小心了。
So then you have to be careful.
红色代表什么？
What does red represent?
哇，有一种区叫红灯区。
There is something called a red light district.
红灯区是什么？那成年人都知道。
And what is a red light district? Some of you may know.
啊，没有黄灯区、绿灯区，但是有红灯区。
There is no such thing as a green light or a yellow light district.
红有很多的意思。
Red has a lot of meaning.
啊，那圣经里面属灵上来说，红是什么意思呢？
What about in the Bible? What does red represent spiritually?
啊，我们今天会来查考。
We're going to study this.
但是有一个人，他的一生啊，跟红色脱不了关系。
There is a person in the Bible where he is, he could not escape from the color red.
到底是谁？
Who is this?
啊，最近我们在读创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
这个人就是以扫。
This person is Esau.
为什么我们说他的人生是一个红色的人生呢？
Why do we say that Esau led a life of redness?
我们来看创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
25章。
Chapter 25.
创世纪25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
24节。
Verse 24.
创世纪25章24节。
Genesis chapter 25, verse 24.
一起读。
Let's read.
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。25节。先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣。他们就给他起名叫以扫。这里说这个以扫他的妻子利百加怀孕双胞胎。
So here it records Isaac's wife, Rebecca, she was pregnant with twins.
在时间到的时候，他的太太利百加就生产了。
And when Rebecca gave birth,
生出来的时候，那个先称产下的就是哥哥。
The firstborn was...The older brother.
那他的身体有一个特征。
And there was something special.
有两个特征啊。
There were two special things about his body.
啊，这两个特征后来就变成他两个名字。
And this two characteristics they contributed to his name.
第一，这个特征就是身体发红。
First was his body was red.
哇，我们知道小 baby 啊，刚生出来啊。的皮肤啊，都有它的颜色。
And we know that when babies are first born, they have a distinct skin color.
但是这个特别了，颜色不一样，它是特别特别的红啊。
But for Esau, his skin was extremely red.
啊，那这个代表他身体很好啊。
This represents that his body was in good shape.
很健康啊。
He's very healthy.
血气，那血跑得很快啊。
He had a good blood flow through.
不然的话，怎么会发红？
Why else would it be red?
如果发青了、发紫了，这个就快死掉了。
If it was green or purple, then he might have been really unhealthy.
不够氧气啊。
He wouldn't have enough oxygen.
哇，他生下来全身都是红的。
But he's red when he was born.
所以这个他的名字也叫做以东。
So his name was also Edom.
啊，对，我们看第三十节。
Let's turn to verse 30.
啊，三十节，一二三。以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”因此，以扫又叫以东，以东就是红的意思哈。所以这个先生出来的，首先他是叫以扫了，以扫就是很多毛的意思。
So the firstborn, his name was Esau because it meant he was quite hairy.
圣经说他好像穿了毛衣一样，好像穿了那个有毛的衣服。
And the Bible records that his skin was like a hairy garment.
哇，都不用穿毛衣，冬天都不会冷。
He didn't need to put on extra clothes during the winter.
我们知道有一些外国人啊，尤其是有一些白人啊，哇，去游泳池看到他，哇，整个身都是胸毛。
And sometimes we see when there are, for example, Caucasian people, when they go swimming, we see that they're very hairy.
或者是中东人也是一样。
Or someone from the Middle East, just as an example.
游泳池看到他们都很羡慕，因为我一根都没有。
And sometimes when I see them,
一根都没有。
I really envy them because I myself don't have any body hair.
有人说胸毛就是到底身体很好啊，荷尔蒙很旺盛啊。
And people say that when you have chest hair, it means your body is in good shape.
真的想一根都没有了，哇，怎么那么多啊？
But for myself, I don't even have one strand.
这个就没得比了。
So I really can't compare.
但是以扫就是全身都是毛。
But for Esau, his entire body was hairy.
所以以扫这个义的字的意思就是阿毛的意思。
So Esau means hairy.
那还有另外一个名字，就是以东。
He had another name, Edom.
以东就是很红的意思。
And Edom means very red.
所以又有毛又很红，代表这个人的身体特别特别好。
So Esau was hairy and red, which meant that his body was in good shape.
那这个反映在他的后来长大的个性。
So then,
他的 character.
It later talks about his character.
啊，我们看第二十七节。
Let's look at verse 27.
二十七节，一二三。两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。这两个双胞胎啊，后来就慢慢长大。
So these two twins eventually grew up.
那个弟弟就是雅各的，就没有很红，也没有很多毛，就是很普通的，可能瘦瘦小小的，说不定还是这样。
The little brother Jacob, he might have been small and skinny, and he was content to stay at home.
可能大部分的营养都被以扫吸走了。因为你双胞胎嘛，同样的养分分两个人，那谁吸的多就健康一点了。
Because they're twins, whoever took more of the nutrients in the womb, then they would be the healthier twin.
那个红色的这个阿红啊，我们叫以东就叫阿红啊，也是叫阿毛。哇，他就特别喜欢往外跑。
And Esau or Edom was red and hairy.
他可以说得天独厚，他身体又好。
And we could say that his body is very good.
然后又会运动。
And he was very athletic.
啊，跑得又快。
And he runs very fast.
那他又喜欢刺激的活动。
And he likes activities that are very active.
哇，很要 excitement 的。
And excitement.
哇，打猎很刺激啊。
And he gets very excited.
为什么
？Why?
比如说你打猎，你杀不死那个动物，动物冲过来就咬死你了。
For example, because if you're hunting, if you can't kill the animal, then the animal will kill you.
这里靠雅各的一生啊，那这个以扫的一生一开始就是很健康，然后呢，他很爱自由。
So for Esau, he was very healthy and he loved his freedom.
他不喜欢被绑在家里。
He didn't like to be just at home.
他连看着那些爸爸的牛啊羊啊都觉得太无聊了，不要叫我做这个事。
He may have thought that being a shepherd like his father was very boring.
他更不喜欢煮饭。
And of course, he didn't even like to cook.
他觉得煮饭是男人的工作吗？是女人的工作啊。
And he may have regarded cooking as a woman's role.
我都是外面打猎回来的。
He's the one that goes out to hunt.
家里的食物不是没有啊，他为什么要打猎
？So he has to hunt.
我们想想看，这个时候以扫已经从亚伯拉罕那边承受了很多牛羊，他家里不吃吃的，对不对？不缺吃的。
So we know that Esau he had a lot of flocks from Abraham. He inherited them.
所以不缺吃的。
So they did not lack anything to eat at all.
但是他就是要追求刺激的人生。
But Esau pursued a life full of excitement.
所以这个就是一开始他的头半段，就是他的红色的人生。
So we can say that this contributed to his life of redness.
这个影响他后来的发展。
And this affected his growth later on.
那想想看，你是不是一个也是很爱刺激的人
？Are you also a person that likes excitement?
你是不是一个很爱自由、不喜欢被绑住的人
？You like freedom and do you dislike being controlled?
你是不是身体很好，有时候坐不住
？Is your body in good shape?
You cannot sit still.
And you can't sit still.
啊，你很喜欢冒险。
And you really like being active.
这个没有错，这个是神造的，他的身体是神造的，没有错。
Esau's body was created by God.
他也不是说自己要红了就红，他生出来就是红的了。
And it's not as if he wanted his body to be red.
但是因为他这样子的，引起后来他做了一个蛮错误的决定。
He made a lot of wrong decisions later on.
那这是进到我们的第二点了，他生出来是红是第一点。
First point was that when he was born, he was red.
第二点，他的红呢，就是一碗红汤影响了他的一生。
And the second point is that he allowed a bowl of red lentil soup to affect his entire life.
哦，我们看第二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
第二十九节，我们一起读。有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了三十节。以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东。有一天这个阿红啊就打猎回来了哈，就是以东啊，以扫打猎回来，很累很累很累。
So one day, Esau came home and he was so tired and
都看到这个雅各这个乖乖仔啊，这个 mama's boy 啊，是喜欢在妈妈旁边玩煮饭的，在那边熬了一锅红汤。
And Esau returned home and he saw that the mama's boy Jacob, his brother, was helping cook and he cooked some red stew.
他是个 mama boy 啊，雅各是 mama boy， 因为妈妈特别爱他，他也喜欢黏着妈妈。
Because Jacob really clung to his mom, and his mom really loved him.
整天在玩煮饭。
And Jacob, every day he was cooking.
这个以男人来说，这个是没有什么用的。这种男人的立场来看啊，这个整天玩煮饭，不出去冒险，不出去赚钱，在家里玩煮饭有什么用？
And maybe through a masculine lens, this is not preferred because a man should go out and hunt.
啊，但是以扫呢，就打猎回来就非常的累。
But when Esau came back from hunting, he was exhausted.
看到雅各有一锅红汤了。
And he saw that Jacob had prepared red stew.
讲到这里，我们先来看纠正一下，这里圣经没有叫红豆汤啊，不要每次把那个豆加进去啊。
So actually,
不要自己加那个豆进去。
It's red stew, and we should not say red lentil soup.
不要每次看到，不是每次看到红豆沙就说，哎呀，这个一勺的红豆沙，没有说红豆汤好不好？这是红的。
We shouldn't say red bean stew. It's just red stew in the Bible.
这个可以是有红豆汤没有错，但是可能有煮肉的，或者红菜头啊，反正是红色的汤啊，不一定是红豆沙啊。
It's just red stew. There might be beans in it, but there might be other stuff too.
对，拜托啊，你下次去中国餐馆吃到红豆沙，不要说这个是什么以扫汤啊。
So when you go to a restaurant, it's red bean stew, and it's not Esau's red stew.
反正这锅汤都是红色的。
Anyways, this stew was red.
很多料在里面。
And it had a lot of ingredients.
可以解渴，也可以医他的肚子，让他肚子不饿。
And it could fill Esau's stomach, so it would satiate his hunger.
所以他那个时候累昏了。
And Esau was exhausted to the point of fainting.
所以他就要求拿一碗这个红汤。
So he requested for a bowl of this red stew.
其实肚子饿没有错。
So Esau was hungry.
那去冒险，去打猎也没有错。
And there's nothing wrong with being hungry, and there's nothing
wrong. 但是错在哪里？
But where did he go wrong?
他把自己搞到昏了，就是不能想东西了。
Esau was so exhausted, he was no longer mentally alert.
他想了要什么？就是要一碗汤，你给我一碗吧。
Whatever he wanted, he was hyper-focused on it. He just wanted that red stew.
结果他弟弟呢，也不要看他那么安静，他是很有想法的。
So don't think that Jacob is just a quiet boy. He actually was quite cunning.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们一起读。雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。这个雅各也是够大胆哦。
So Jacob was actually quite courageous.
他就说，你要红汤可以啊，你把你长子的名分卖给我。
And he said, sure, you can have a bowl of red stew, but give me your birthright first.
那说到这里就要讲起什么叫长子的名分呢？
So let's discuss about the birthright.
今天来说，当不当长子是没有差啊。
And right now, when we discuss the birthright,
今天没有什么，也没有特别的长子的名分。
There's no special firstborn birthright.
也没有什么特别的 treatment 啊。
And they don't have preferential treatment.
但是古代是不一样。
But in the past, this was different.
古代你是长子的话，你有很多好处。
If you were the firstborn, there was a lot of good things that came along with it. First.
这个好处很实际的，以后老爸分身家的时候，你以后可以得到两份。
When the father leaves his inheritance, the firstborn can receive two portions.
第二，你爸爸死了，你就当整个族的领导。
your father passes away, then you will become the head of the house.
哇，你是整个的带领者。
Then you will be the head.
所以这个是有尊贵，有权柄。
So this birthright had power.
也有实际的好处。
And it also had some other good uses.
哇，那当然当长子就好啊。
So it's very good to have this firstborn's birthright.
但是雅各他当不到啊，因为他出生是第二个啊。
But Jacob was the second born, so he could not receive this.
所以我们看看，其实雅各出生的时候，这有一个动作。
So we see that when Jacob was born, he had a specific action.
我们看二十六节。
Let's look at verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
雅各出生的时候是怎么出生的呢
？So how was Jacob born?
一二三，雅垂后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟。因此给他起名叫雅各。哇，为什么把他弟弟叫雅各？
So why was Jacob named Jacob?
因为雅各是抓着他的脚跟，哥哥的脚跟出来的。
Because Jacob was grasping at Esau's heel when he was born.
这个应该没有人看过这样子。然后说出来的时候，哇，这个弟弟抓着哥哥的脚跟。
I'm not sure if this has ever happened before, where the little brother is grasping at the heel of the older one.
所以就把他叫的名字叫阿抓了，阿抓。
So Jacob's name means to grasp.
哇，代表这个人哦，可能是从小就是很想先出来的，只是没有办法，排不到他。
And this might mean that Jacob really wanted to be born first, but there was no way physically.
所以雅各很想抓东西。
So Jacob likes to grasp at things.
所以雅各也想抓长子的名分。
So he desired and wanted to grasp the firstborn birthright.
现在机会来了。
Now the opportunity has come.
哥哥现在要喝我的汤，他已经累昏了。
Esau was so tired he couldn't think straight.
交换吧，我给你红豆汤，你给我长子的名分。
So Jacob said, I'll give you a bowl of red stew in exchange for the birthright.
如果你是以扫。
If you were Esau.
你会怎么说？
What would you do?
你会怎么说？就等于说，有人说你把你房子给我，给你一个披萨。
This is basically saying. I'll give you a pizza if you.
你很饿吗？你很饿吗？我给你一个披萨，你房子过户给我。
Are you so hungry here? I'll buy you a pizza and you give me your house.
你肯吗
？Would you be willing to do this?
你说你头脑有问题啊？你骗我、啊。
If you are, then you might say you're crazy.
因为这两个东西是价值是不一样的。
Because the value of these two things, they're totally different.
一碗汤值多少钱？
How much value does a bowl of red?
将来的长子的名分，我现在看不到啊。
Even though you don't have the birthright,
其实长子名分值得更多。
Actually, the birthright is far more precious.
长子的名分代表千千几百几千的牛羊。
The birthright represents being able to inherit these thousands of cattle in the flock.
长子名分代表整个家族的带领权。
It represents the power as the head of the household.
长子的名分更代表说神的拣选。
You were chosen by God.
神拣选以撒，以撒的还有两个孩子，以后要谁来当这个家族的领导，也是跟救赎的计划有关呢、啊。
God had chosen Esau, to be the head of the household.
但是人呢，累昏了就不会想那么远。
But when people are so tired, they can't think straight.
不会想以后的那些价值。
They won't think about the value of things.
只会想到我现在很饿，我就是需要这一碗汤来解我的饿，解我的渴，其他东西我不管。
Like that, they are so hungry and they need that bowl of red stew, and they don't care about anything else.
所以他也叫以东啊，这是红的。
So Esau is also called Edom.
红的就是肉体的情欲的意思了。
Red is the fleshly and worldly desire.
红了也是血气的意思。
And it means
born of the flesh.
Born of the flesh.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
一章十三节。
John chapter 1 verse 13.
约翰福音一章十三节。
John chapter 1 verse 13.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一章十三节。
John chapter 1 verse 13.
一二三，这等人不是从血气生的，也不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。这里说主耶稣基督来到世上是从神生的。
So here it says, when the Lord Jesus came into this world, he was born of God.
但是一般人就不是了。
But most people are not.
你跟我就不是从神生的了。
You and me, we're not born.
我们本来原来的自然人，我们是从血气生的。
We're born of flesh.
就是肉欲望，从欲望生出来的。
From desire.
我们为什么会生出来？因为我们爸爸妈妈有欲望啊，有男女的情欲啊，才结婚才把我们生出来呢。
Why were we born? Because our mother and father came together after their marriage.
还有呢，他从情欲生的，人如果没有情欲，怎么会生孩子
？And also, they had desire.
也是从人意生的。所以人出生就是从情欲。
So, when we are born from man's desire.
以扫他的身体那么好，他的红色。
Esau, he had a healthy body.
他长大追求世界。
And he grew up to pursue after the world.
追求世界本身没有错。
And it's not wrong to do this.
但是他把他搞到自己，他的身份是谁，他都忘记了。
He was at the very core.
他以后还有更好的，他已经不管了。
He didn't care about the precious future that was awaiting him.
他要现在满足。
He was focused on satisfying himself in the moment.
结果雅各这样讲了，他怎么说呢？
So what did Jacob do or say?
我们看创世纪25章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter
32节。
Verse 32.
创世纪二十五章三十二节。
Genesis chapter
25,
verse 32.
一二三。以扫说：“我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？”这句话讲得很，好像很豪爽，叫 "I don't care"。这个怎么长子名分有什么用？
Esau said the statement so flippantly.
因为他说：“我现在就要死了。”
And he said, "What good is the birthright to me? I'm going to die now."
其实有那么严重吗？不喝这碗汤，这一分钟不喝会死吗？
Was it really so serious that he would die if he didn't have a sip?
有死的那么快吗？
Would he die so quickly?
等一下喝别的不行吗？
Couldn't he drink something else?
回去问他妈妈哪不行吗？问他自己煮不行吗？
Couldn't he ask his mom? Couldn't he make something for himself?
但是当欲望来的时候，就说当场我就要满足，现在就要满足，我不管你什么方法。
Desire came, he wanted to fulfill it immediately.
所以这个是他红色的人生的第二步。
So this was his life of redness.
顺从肉体的情欲。
From his worldly desires.
不管将来他的永远的福气。
He didn't care about his future blessings.
我们来看三十三节。
Let's look at verse 33.
三十三节，一二三。
33.
雅各说：“你今日对我起誓吧。”以扫就对他起的誓。把长子的名分卖给了雅各，三十四节。于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。雅各说：“那你起誓吧。”
So Jacob,
你真的不要长子名分？你起誓？
Swear to me.
他说起誓了，不要。哇，雅各还对他很好啊！本来他说红汤而已哦，这个还送他饼。
And Jacob was really good to Esau because he even gave him some bread.
你没有说要的，我饼都给你。
And Esau didn't even request bread, but Jacob gave it to him anyway.
哇，以扫多潇洒，吃了喝了，手一甩就走了，头都不回头一看。
And he left and he didn't look back.
你能怪雅各吗？你不能怪雅各。
Could you really blame Jacob?
有人说了，雅各很诡诈，雅各。骗他哥哥。
And you can say Jacob is so evil and he's cunning and full of schemes. He tricked his brother.
有骗吗？心甘情愿的交易。
Well.
还有问你两次哦，你真的要卖吗？你要起誓哦，你想清楚。
Jacob asked him, "Sell me your birthright twice."
为什么会这样
？Why?
圣经给他一个注解，三十四节。
There is an answer in verse 34.
圣经没有责备雅各。骗他哥哥，因为这个不是骗，这个是明明讲的，你自己想清楚卖的，没人逼你。
The Bible does not characterize Jacob as evil because Esau openly gave Jacob his birthright.
圣经说，以扫轻看了他长子的名分。
It says in verse 34 because Esau despised his birthright.
其实长子的名分代表属灵的福气。
So the birthright spiritually represents spiritual blessings.
因为我们在属灵上面都是长子。
Because spiritually we are all the firstborn.
你怎么知道我们是属灵上是长子呢？
How are we the firstborn spiritual?
圣经讲的。
The Bible says.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
二十二节。
22.
希伯来书十二章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12.Verse 22.
一起读。
Let's read together.
希伯来十二章二十二节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
一二三，你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。 那里有千万的天使，23节，有名录在天上诸长子智慧所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之一人的灵魂。这里告诉我们属灵的真教会。
The Church of the Firstborn.
它的名字叫做锡安山。
It's called Mount Zion.
属灵的锡安山就是真教会。
The spiritual Mount Zion is the true church.
真教会才是真正的锡安山教会。
And the true church is Mount Zion.
然后呢，这是永生神的城。
It's the city of the living God.
天上的耶路撒冷。
And the heavenly Jerusalem.
那这个属灵真教会有什么呢？
So what does this heavenly church have?
有很多千千万万的天使啊。
Thousands and thousands of angels.
你现在眼睛打开，你看不到天使。
If you open your physical eyes, you can't see an angel.
但是如果主耶稣打开了眼睛，
But if the Lord Jesus opened,
你会看到天使在看着我们。
Then you will see angels gazing upon us.
或者点名啊。
And they are taking attendance.
今天有谁有来，有谁没来，天使点名。
Who came here? The angels will take note.
有谁来了，但是呢在玩手机，天使看得到。
Who came, physically, but, they're playing with their phones.
有谁来了，没有在听，在发呆。或者梦游啊，天使都在记录。哇，很多见证啊，天使在记录聚会的情况。
And all these angels take note.
啊，天使也是来保护我们。
But the angels also protect us.
所以我们知道这里是天使在那边侍候我们的。
So we know that the angels surround us.
还有呢，天使不是重点，是我们这些诸长子才是重点。
Angels are not the main point of this. It is that Mount Zion is the Church of the Firstborn.
Church of the Firstborn 啊，这每一个都是长子哦。
Each one of us, we are the firstborn.
虽然你在家里可能是老二、老三、老四，但是在神的眼中，你是他的长子。
Even though we may be the secondborn or thirdborn in our family, in God's eyes, we are the firstborn.
长子就是被拣选，以后要承受家业的那个。
The firstborn are chosen by God.
以后承受 inheritance 的。
Receive the inheritance.
这是天国的产业啊。
This is the inheritance of
heaven. 你是有长子的名分的，你跟我兄弟姐妹。
You have the firstborn birthright.
但是你会不会想把它卖掉呢？
But will you sell it, brothers and sisters?
我们有人卖耶稣啊，被说那个犹大卖耶稣啊，有很多人在骂他。
So Judas Iscariot, he sold Jesus, and many people scorn him.
对不对？卖耶稣当然是不对嘛。
Totally wrong to sell out Jesus.
那你卖自己呢？
What about selling out yourself?
有人是卖自己的。
Some people do this.
以扫就是第一个卖自己的人。
Esau was the first one to sell himself.
明明神把这个长子的名分给他了。
God gave him this firstborn birthright.
让你生出来，早几秒钟生出来。
And Esau was born a few seconds before.
但是他自己看不起这个名分。
But Esau despised his birthright.
这个有什么用？
So,What use was this?
第一，我就喜欢打猎，我不喜欢在家里。
Esau first liked to go and hunt. He didn't like to be at home.
第二，我不在乎你这个什么长子不长子，这个有什么用？不能吃。
Second, he didn't care about his birthright. He only cared about eating.
对不对？不能吃有什么用？我就要看得见的、吃得到的才有用。
Esau just wanted to eat.
今天不是很多人这样子吗？
Isn't it the same for many of us today?
你叫很多人来教会听道理。
Many people come to listen to the sermons and the truth.
到时候去教会听什么？
But they say, "Oh, what am I here to listen to?"
信耶稣会发达吗？
Will I get rich by coming to believe in Jesus?
我去教会会找到比较好的工作吗？
Will I find a better job if I believe in Jesus?
当然不会啊。
Of course not.
为什么我要来听这个？
Then why should I come and listen to the truth?
他们轻看这些东西。
They look too lightly upon these matters.
他们轻看以后天国的福气。
And they are. Looking too lightly on the future blessings we get in heaven.
所以他们不想来听。
So they do not want to listen.
那如果是外邦人这样，我们可以理解，因为他们根本眼睛还没有打开啊。
If they are Gentiles, then we can understand because their spiritual eyes haven't been opened yet.
但是如果是我们族内的，轻看了神的长子的名分。
But if we are already believers of God and members,
你本来已经得到了。
You already have received it.
但是你自己把它放下，你自己把它卖掉。
But you yourself gave it up.
那能怪谁呢？
Then who is to blame?
我们有时候想想，我们是不是像以扫一样？
Let's think. Are we sometimes like Esau?
我们为什么以扫会出卖他的长子的名分？
How come Esau sold his birthright?
关键就是累昏了。
The first point is that he was so tired he couldn't think straight.
累没有关系，但是不要把自己搞到头昏了。
It's okay to be exhausted, but not until you think straight.
记得很多年之前我在另外一个教会。
I remember that before when I was in another church.
有一个弟兄啊跟我做见证。
There was a brother who testified.
他做见证怎么讲啊？
And what did he say during his testimony?
他说他从中国来到加拿大。
He said he came to Canada from China.
一开始什么都没有。
And he had nothing when he came.
他是偷渡来的。
And he secretly came here.
Illegal immigrant.
He was an illegal immigrant.
来了才申请 refugee, 才申请难民。
And once he came here, he applied for refugee status.
来的时候还欠了很多债。
And he had a lot of debts when he came.
然后要工作。
And he had to find a job.
工作了。因为他又生病
，But he was also ill，
得了一个肝病 ，liver problem。
He had a liver problem，
就不能去工作
，So he couldn't work。
但是他晓得祷告神
，But he prayed to God。
他太太也爱他，说你好好养病，我出去外面打工来养你，养这个家。
His wife loved him and she said, "You rest at home and I will go out and earn money."
哇，他也很努力祷告。
And this brother prayed so fervently。
答应神了，以后赚到钱要爱神了。
Promised God when he made money, then he would offer to God.
后来他好了。
Later on, he recovered.
去赚钱了。
And he went to earn money.
神还祝福他，给他一个做生意的机会。
And God blessed him and gave him a chance to make money in his business.
几个朋友一起合伙开了一个超级市场。
And with his friends, he opened a business.
他也开始爱主。
And he began to love God.
他把家里开放作为一个家庭机会。
And he opened up his home to have services.
生活越来越好。
And his life became better and better.
有房子。
He had a house.
也开好了车子。
He had a good car.
有一个超市。
And he had a supermarket business.
应该这样就够了吗？
Isn't this enough?
应该把多一些时间放在教会啊，报答神啊。
So shouldn't he repay God and spend more time at church?
传道都是这样讲啊。
This is what the preacher told him.
够用就好了。
Once you have enough to live, then it's good.
但是在大部分的时间之下，传道讲的话是没人听的。
A lot of the times, people don't take the advice of a preacher.
这个是我当了传道不是很久了，快三十年，我的结论就是，大部分你跟信徒劝的，他们都不会听。
And in my experience,
十个有听的可能只有两个。
And in my experience, maybe 2 out of 10 people truly heed your advice, when you're a preacher or a pastor.
大部分人都帮你讲你的了，好，你讲你的。
And many members just say, "Oh, okay."
他就开始更忙了，生意做起来了。
So this brother, he became busier and busier, and his business flourished.
一个超市不够，有人说再开一个。
One supermarket wasn't enough, so he thought to open another.
多赚一点。
To make some more money.
开两个不够，第三个。
But then 2 wasn't enough, so he had a third open up.
你有一个店已经很忙了。
To be in charge of one was already very busy.
那三个店。
But what about 3?
后来就没有来聚会了。
Later on, he didn't even come to service.
一开始礼拜五，一个礼拜一次。
When he began, he came once a week.
再后来呢，来半天，不是全天。
Then later on, he came for a half day to service.
后来来到教会呢，必然睡觉，必然每一次一坐下来就开始睡。他是年轻人啊，三四十岁而已。
And he was a young man, 30 or 40 years old, but when he came to service, he was sleeping. He was so exhausted.
睡觉都不够了，怎么有精神听道理？
He didn't sleep enough, so he didn't have the energy to listen to the gospel.
后来就一个月一次。
So then he began coming to service once a month.
在他家里家庭聚会，后来他都不来了，他就忙了。
And before he had family service in his home, but then he didn't even come.
他是奉献家里出来，但是这自己都不来。
He offered his house, his home to the services, but he himself didn't even show up.
累昏了。
He was so tired he couldn't think straight.
没有时间给神了。
He didn't give any time to God at all.
后来灵恩会都不来了。
And then during the spiritual convocation, he didn't come either.
当一个人灵恩会都不来的话，领圣餐都不来的话，他的灵性也差不多了。
And he did not come to Holy Communion, so that was where his faith was at.
有时候这个名分是我们自己卖的，不是人家抢走的。
So sometimes we are the one to sell our own birthright. It's not that anyone took it from us.
因为太累了。
Because we're so exhausted.
像以扫一直在外面追求打猎，哇，追求那个红色的，它本身就是红，外面的那些打猎也是很红。
For Esau, he pursued after this life of redness to go hunting until he was so tired.
你看，你杀死一只动物，它流血出来是不是很刺激？
And Isn't it so exciting to hunt an animal and slaughter it?
很有成就感。
Gives you a sense of accomplishment.
这个猎物有时候就是你自己的骄傲。
Sometimes for us, it may be that we are so proud.
就是你的成就感。
Our sense of accomplishment.
或者是追求世界的享受。
Or when we're pursuing after the enjoyment of the world.
所以我们看呢，希伯来书第十二章十六节。
So when we turn to Hebrews chapter 12,
十六节啊。
Verse 16.
十二章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 16.
十二章十六节。
Chapter 12 verse 16.
一二三，恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗的，如以扫的，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。十七节，大家一起大声读啊！十七节。后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝，虽然嚎哭切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。希伯来书的作者特别对以扫的人生，这个红色的人生做了一个注解。
The author of Hebrews came to a conclusion using Esau's life.
你千万不要学他。
Never be like him.
他是个信仰上的失败者。
He is a failure.
他失败在哪里呢？
Where did he fail?
四个字，贪恋世俗。
Four words. He was greedy. He was covetous. He.
十六节，你可以读十六节，再读英文。
It's in verse 16.
你去读一下。
See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son.
他有很多的欲望，这个以扫有很多的欲望。
He had a lot of desires.
他对物质有很强的欲望。
He had a lot of desires physically.
所以他就一直追求世界。
So he pursued after the world.
追求到最后一点食物就卖掉他的信仰了，卖掉他的长子的名分了。
And in the end, just for a little bit of food, he sold his birthright.
像我们今天也是一样。
Just like us today.
有多少东西你愿意放弃你的信仰？
How many things, do we have that we're willing to give up our faith?
愿意放弃你聚会的时间呢？
To give up our time we spend in service.
老板给你一个礼拜六给你200块，叫你来上班。
Gives us $200 for us to go work on the weekend.
甚至他说你礼拜六来，我给你400。
And if he says, if you come on Saturday, I'll give you 400.
你每个礼拜来，我们公司需要你。
If you come every weekend,
那你就去了。
Please come.
你本来是长子啊，长子要到长子的会中聚会啊，但是哇，400块啊，很多钱，我需要钱，我就去了。
If your boss promises you a raise of $400, well, you're the firstborn. You should come to church as the firstborn, but you go to where?
魔鬼知道啊，四百块就可以买到你长子的名分。
But now the devil knows $400 can buy your birthright.
有人不是钱。
For some people, it's not money.
有人是肉体的情欲。
For some people, it's the desires of the flesh.
像有些年轻人从小在教会长大。
There are some members that grew up in the church.
去到读大学了。
哇，
自由了。
Then they have all this freedom.
有很多异性在身边啊。
And they have a lot of temptations.
尤其是我们的弟兄都呆呆的。
For our brothers especially.
哇，都很呆的，都很老实的。
You're very honest.
没有交往过女朋友的。
And you maybe haven't had a girlfriend.
哇，外面的女生倒追过来啊，倒追你啊。
So then there are many girls pursuing after you.
你都不用追啊，她都送上门。
Need to pursue after them because they'll come straight to your doorstep.
我们的弟兄啊，小心一点啊，戴眼镜很会读书的啦，很老实的啦。
Brothers, you have to be careful.
没有坏习惯的啦。
Who don't have bad habits and wear glasses.
老老实实的，又是基督徒啊。
And are honest.
有些外面的女生专门找这种，靠得住。
Because these girls they pursue after you.
有一些觉得说，你们很好玩，那么单纯，我们玩一玩你。
And they say, oh, let's play together.
引诱你犯罪。
And they entice you to sin.
一下子你就抵挡不了了。
And in one moment, you're unable to withstand.
这个就是淫乱，
贪恋世俗。So this is sexual immorality.
一下的情欲，几分钟的快乐，那你的长子名分怎么办？
For a few seconds, then what will happen to your firstborn birthright?
你的将来的名分你都不想了，你的天国的盼望都不想了。
And you don't even think about your heavenly hope.
这个就是以扫啊，我们有很多以扫啊，这里啊。
This is Esau, and we have many Esaus today.
我们自己不小心，我们也成为以扫。
And if we're not careful, then we too may become like Esau.
我们很羡慕那个不该是我们的。
We covet after what should not be ours.
那因为一点点的食物。
Because of a little bit of food.
这个红豆汤代表什么？
What does this red stew represent?
你想想看，有什么东西可以让你放弃你的信仰？这个就是你的红豆汤。
Let's think, what things in this world can make us give up our faith? This is our red stew.
放下你的长子的名分。
Then we give up our firstborn birthright.
结果后来呢？我们看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
他最后一个红，以扫的最后一个红是什么？
Then what is Esau's life of redness characterized by?
就是他爸爸后来已经把所有的福气给他的弟弟雅各了。
So this was when his father gave his inheritance all to Jacob.
他来求爸爸。
And Esau went to beg his father.
这里说啊，他怎么求啊？
How did he beg?
他说，嚎哭切求。
It says that he sought this blessing with tears.
嚎哭啊，这是很大声的哭啊。
With tears, so he was wailing.
请问大家，他哭的那么大声，脸会不会红啊？
So if he wailed like this, wouldn't his face become so red?
我相信他肯定会脸很红。
I believe so.
眼睛会不会红啊？
What about his eyes? Were they red?
他说没有了，没有福气了。
Because he had no more blessing.
你已经把大部分的福气给我弟弟了，那我呢？
Because Jacob had received all the blessing already, so what about Esau?
他脸肯定红啊。
So his face.
很激动啊。
Red.
眼睛也红啊，流眼泪啊。
And his eyes were red and he had lots of tears.
他希望用这个来打动他爸爸，可不可以？改变。
He wanted to use this to move his father to change this inheritance.
不要这样对我吧。
Don't do this to me.
但是他爸爸已经说没有办法了。
But his father told him there is no other way.
意思就是说你的选择。
Which means it is your choice.
你也是确实把名分卖掉了。
You yourself have sold your own birthright.
虽然你弟弟的用的手法有点不是很好。
Even though your brother's method was
unconventional,
I have already blessed Jacob.
剩下给你没有多少了。
And I don't have much for you.
所以这里说他得不着门路。
So here it says that Esau could not change what he had done.
得不着门路啊，中文是说门都没有，原来是这样来的。
Which means
中文有句形容词嘛，也没有办法，门都没有了，不用想了。
Which means that there's not even a door of opportunity for him.
当你过了。你已经放过了你的机会了，你已经放弃了你的信仰了。
He had already given up his opportunity. So for us, when we give up our faith,
你放弃你属灵的身份了。
We give up our spiritual blessing.
你以后哭到眼红都没有用了。
Our spiritual birthright, even if we cry to the point of tears, there's no use.
最后是什么？竟被弃绝。
What's the last point? He was rejected.
爸爸的心意不会回转的啦。
His father's decision could not be overturned.
这个就是预表我们未来。
This represents our future.
你现在要当雅各还是当以扫？
So today, do we want to be like Esau or do we want to be like Jacob?
其实这是神给我们自己的自由意志的选择。
Actually, God gave us all our own choices.
神知道每个人都给你一个选择的机会。
And God gives us free will so that we can choose.
你不卖，不会强迫你。
You sell it.
If you don't want to sell it, nobody force you.
You don't want to sell it. No one will force you.
你自己看重世界。
But if you love the world.
曾经有一个姐妹有做一个梦。
There was once a sister who had a dream.
她全家她自己很追求信仰，很爱神。
She really loved God and really pursued after her faith.
她常常都做教会的圣工。
And she always engaged in holy work.
常常都带孩子来聚会。
And brought her children to service.
但是她先生就不一样了。
But her husband was different.
她先生就不冷不热的。
And her husband was lukewarm.
有一天晚上，姐妹做了一个梦。
So one night she had a dream.
全家在一直奔跑这个天梯啊，那个楼梯从地往跑到天上。
And the dream was that her family, her and her children, they were ascending the stairs to heaven.
哇，本来是一起跑的。
So originally, the family was supposed to go together.
牵手，带着孩子，带着先生一起跑了。
Hand in hand with her husband and her children.
但是跑到一半的时候
，But halfway up,
丈夫就不跑了，就停在一边了。
The husband just stopped on the stairs.
姐妹跟小孩子就一直跑啊。
And the sister kept ascending.
这个姐妹还叫她先生赶快上来啊。
And she even urged her husband, hurry up and walk up.
先生还不理她，停在那一边。
The husband didn't pay her any attention and just stayed there.
后来他们的距离就越来越远了。
But then the distance between them grew.
哇，那姐妹就在梦里面就很紧张，就哭啊。
So the sister started crying when she was dreaming.
因为先生越落越后面了，那个天梯好像也断掉了。
Her husband was left further and further behind, and it seemed as if the stairs were separating.
她就醒过来了。
So she woke up.
她知道这个梦的意思。
She knew the meaning of this dream.
我先生已经越来越掉到后面去了。
My husband, he is being left behind.
因为我先生忙着世界，忙着事业，忙着世界。
Because he's busy with his career and busy with worldly thoughts.
再不悔改。
If he did not repent, if he does not repent,
可能就会失去这个救恩了。
Then he might lose this salvation.
所以我们今天，你想不想要红色的人生？
So today, let's think, do we want to lead a life of redness?
也许在世人的眼中，以扫是一个很成功的人。
In the eyes of man, Esau could be considered and regarded as a very successful person.
很会打猎，很会做人，很会争取机会，很会追求人生的自由。
Because he pursued after freedom, and he was very athletic, and he was healthy.
他后来，他的后代也成为一个大国。
And his descendants became a great nation.
叫什么
？Who are they？
叫做以东，以东国。
The Edomites.
以东国就是今天的约旦。
It's the people of
Jordan today.
Jordan today.
以东就是今天的约旦国。
Edom is Jordan today.
他也很成功啊。
And they're also very successful.
在世界上面也是很成功。
In the eyes of the world.Jordan is successful.
但是他却早就已经失去长子属灵上长子的名分。
But a long time ago, they already had lost this spiritual firstborn birthright.
啊，最后补充一下，这个红色在启示录里面是代表什么呢
？Let's look at Revelation and see what this redness can symbolize.
十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录十二章第三节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 3.
我们一起读。
Let's read together. Then another sign appeared in heaven.
异象来，有一条大红龙，七头十角，再加七个冠冕。好，先读到这里啊。这里说启示录里面呢，出现一条大红龙啊。
So here in Revelation, it speaks about an enormous red dragon.
啊，这个龙呢，代表以启示录来说，就代表魔鬼啊。
And in Revelation, this is the devil.
啊，这条红呢，这条龙呢是红色的。
This dragon is red.
它有七头十角。
With seven heads and ten horns.
好，我们看这个第九节，十二章第九节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 9.
这条龙又出现了。一二三，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被甩在地上，他的使者一同被甩下去。啊，这条红龙就是魔鬼。
So this red dragon is Satan, is the devil.
再来看十七章。
Then let's look at chapter 17.
第三节。
17 verse
3. 啊，一二三，我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去。我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽上有七头十角，遍体有亵渎的名号。这里又出现一个叫做红色的兽。
And here there was another red or scarlet beast.
啊，红色的兽，它也是有七头十角。
Also with seven heads and ten horns.
啊，那有亵渎的名号。
And with blasphemous names on it.
那这个兽啊，其实也就是大淫妇。
So this red beast,
the harlot, the great harlot.
Oh, it's also the great harlot.
啊，你看这第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
一二三，那女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服，用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰，手拿金杯，杯中盛满了可憎之物，就是淫乱的污秽。这个就是大淫妇，也是兽，也是红色的。
And this harlot was also A red beast.
啊，所以就是给我们看到，其实这个在属灵里面，启示录里面告诉我们了，红色是不怎么好的颜色。
So here Revelation tells us red is not a good color.
是一个很吸引人注意的颜色。
Because it is a
color catch attention.
An eye-catching color.
很刺激的颜色。
It's a very color full of excitement.
也是蛇，也是大龙、淫妇、兽的颜色。
It's the color of the red beast, the great dragon, the harlot.
当然这是属灵的预表了，不是说我们以后都不能穿红色。
And of course, this is a spiritual meaning. It doesn't mean that we can't wear red.
但是我们要知道，以扫的人生真的是红色的人生啊。
But we should know that Esau led a life of redness.
红色最后代表意思就是不及格。
In the end, it means that he is not worthy.
至少小时候我们是这样的。我不晓得加拿大不红，考不及格会不会给你红色
？And I don't know if it's the same Canada, but where I grew up, red meant.
台湾小时候会不会这样？
You
考不及格那一刻就是红色的。
And if you didn't do well on the test, then your report cards would all be in red.
我看我的成绩表，最怕就是哎呀，又满江红啊。我们叫满江红啊。
And when I looked at my report cards, it was like a flood of red. It was all red.
全 fail， 哎呀，惨了。
I failed all my classes. Oh no.
那以扫的人生也是信仰上也是 fail。
But for Esau, his life was also a failure.
求神保守我们不要满江红啊。
May God preserve us so we are not like a sea of red.